With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Tornadoes in central Tennessee today. At least six people have been killed, dozens more injured, homes and businesses severely damaged in a number of towns. Several communities north of Nashville hit the hardest. The battle over the border showing no signs of letting up. Oklahoma Republican Senator James Lankford says even the Biden administration's own Homeland Security Secretary concedes the situation is in need of major reforms.
This is absolutely broken. Ali Mayorkas has made a public statement to say that the asylum system has to be reformed from top to bottom, and to say to ask more funds just for the border. Ali Mayorkas called that a tourniquet on the problem.
Her congressional testimony last week concerning anti-Semitism on college campuses costing one university president her post. Liz McGill was in her second year at the University of Pennsylvania. Also at SRNnews.com, a new study finds Americans today are increasingly viewing communist China as a major threat.
One of the trends we've seen, especially in the last 5 years, is the dramatic rise of the threat perception of the People's Republic of China. So Americans are coming to consensus, both Republicans and Democrats, perceiving China as the number one threat that we face.
Rachel Hoff is policy director at the Ronald Reagan Institute, says the survey also shows solid support among Americans for continued military aid to Ukraine, despite growing opposition in Congress.
Polling numbers on Ukraine staying remarkably consistent. 60% of Americans support sending continued U.S. military aid to Ukraine in their fight for freedom.
And this is SRN News. Now, would you add a stranger in a strange land to your Christmas list?
The folks at Samaritan's Purse hope that you will. They're promoting their 2023 Christmas gift catalog, which allows people in this country to purchase things for poor people in third world countries. You can buy a filtering system for a family that has no clean water, or livestock for a herdsman in a place where such a gift will transform his life. Many gifts at numerous price points are available. The website is SamaritansPurse.org. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom condemning the surge in anti-Semitism across Europe that has followed the October Hamas attack on Israel. Commission says, quote, this type of anti-Semitic violence occurring today is disturbingly reminiscent of the vandalism and destruction of Jewish homes, businesses, and holy sites in the 1930s. This is SRN News. The leader of a group who admitted to firebombing several police cars in Arkansas during the 2020 riots over the killing of George Floyd is getting 5.5 years in federal prison.
The federal judge also sentenced three of his co-defendants to 18 months each, and a fourth defendant was sentenced to time served last year. The defendants were charged in the firebombing and attempted firebombing of police cars in Little Rock, North Little Rock, Shannon Hills, and the Arkansas State Police headquarters, along with defacing gravestones in Oakwood Historic Cemetery and a billboard. Ron DeRockstra reporting.
It could be getting a little strange here soon. The Biden administration putting pharmaceuticals on notice. Washington is warning if the price of certain drugs too high, the government might step in and cancel their patent protection and allow rivals to make their own versions. More details at SRNnews.com.